Genesis chapter 1:1. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. How long was that? When was that? When did that take place? How many millions of years ago? Oh, was it 6,000 years ago? How many believe that this earth exists for millions or thousands and thousands or hundreds of thousands of millions of years ago? How many of you believe that? Most of us would believe that. There is a denomination in Australia, they started in Australia. They believe that this earth is only 6,000 years old. And I said, oh my, how could this earth be 6,000 years old? When I see the fossils, all those bones of the dinosaurs, how could this exist 6,000 years ago? You know, there is a mystery about creation. But they believe that this earth was 6,000 years old. 6,000 years old was when Adam was created. Mankind was 6,000 years old. But this earth wasn't 6,000 years old. You see, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, something happened. In the beginning, God said the heavens and the earth became wasted. It was chaotic. It was void. What happened? Something happened to this earth. And the answer is the fall of Lucifer. His heaven and earth was created millions of years ago. I don't know how many millions, I don't know. Before you exist, before Adam exists. It was the time when God was testing the angels that he created. In the book of Ezekiel, in the book of Isaiah. I'm not going to read it, but I'm going to show you the verses so you could go back and look at it. Ezekiel chapter 28. And you have that in that, and also in the book of Isaiah chapter 14. In those two books, we find that God was describing about the fall of Lucifer. You see, everything that God created was created good. The earth was good. But there are two creations that God created that must be tested, because they were created in His image and in His likeness. One, that's the angel. Two, that's man. Both angels and mankind were created in the image of God. You know, in the book of Revelation, the Bible says there was a throne. And then there was one sitting on the throne. And there were these four beasts around the throne. And then there were the seraphim that flying around the throne. They said, holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Is that right? Now that angel, those seraphim, with three pairs of wings, two to cover your feet, two to cover your eyes, and two to fly. Now they were not created as robots. That is, they were not programmed to say, holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. No, they worship God, really. God never created angels to come to him and say, praise the Lord, holy, holy, holy. How many of you, mother and father, would like your children to come up to you and say, Daddy, Mommy, I love you? You want them to hear that? But sometimes when you don't get that, you say, now son, come here. Every morning you must wake up and brush your teeth and then come to me and say, Daddy, I love you. If you don't do that, you have no money. So your son come over here every morning, Daddy, I love you. He's programmed. Daddy, I love you. I'll tell you one thing. You know that that's fake. He said, I love you because he wants, you know that when he said, I love you, you get the money. God never programmed the angels to worship him. No. Everyone has a free choice. And so they were tested on this earth. The angel was not tested in heaven. Because you know heaven is God's throne. Sin will never be there. God will never allow anything to be tested up there. His heaven, his sanctuary is a holy sanctuary. All the angels were tested on this earth. Some of you may say, oh, but Brother John, Jesus said, I saw Satan fell from heaven. You see, when you read the Bible like this, you have a problem. Now, the Bible says, Paul said, you are sitting in heavenly places. Yes? You're sitting in heavenly places. So why are you not? It's a seat. An expression that you are now in the presence of God. You are sitting in his in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You are now sitting in his presence receiving the word of God. I saw Satan fell from heaven. In the book of Ezekiel, God says, oh, you have been on the holy mountain of God. You know, Lucifer, he walked in the holy mountain of God. The mountain represents authority. High places, authority. And what I'm going to say, when Jesus comes back, he's going to bring down all the mountains and make it low. Right? He will make the mountains low and the valley he will lift it up. So Satan fell from his heavenly position, his high place. He fell from his estate. He fell from his position. There are three angels, archangels, whose names were mentioned in the Bible. Lucifer, Michael, Gabriel. Lucifer, a beautiful name. Beautiful name. If you got a son, Maybe in Lucifer. I mean, it's a beautiful name. It means son of the morning. Son of the morning. It means that he was created to be bright and beautiful. Now remember, son of the morning is not morning star. Morning star is the name of the title that refers only to Jesus Christ. But Lucifer is known as son of the morning. Oh, how art thou fallen? And when he fell from his position, he brought darkness to the world. Now he became Satan. A beautiful creature became Satan. The adversary of God. He's now fighting against the light. He's now fighting against the truth. And all set himself from his position. God has placed him on the earth to take care of the earth. Oh, this dinosaur, this big animal. He caused them to fight and kill. You know what happened? When they began to fight and began to kill? You know, all these animals do not eat another animal. Now, you're no T-Rex, Tyrannosaurus Rex. And I believe many of you probably have seen the movie Jurassic Park. Everybody loves T-Rex. Now look at his teeth. Now, Frankie said that his teeth were created to eat meat, to tear up the meat. No. The teeth were created not to tear at meat, but to tear down vegetables, to tear down the sugar cane. Huh? We have three kinds of teeth. Incisors, they call it the cutting teeth. They have the canine, they call it the tearing teeth. And they have the molar, the grinding teeth. Now, when he said, when we eat vegetables, we use the teeth, the incisors to cut. Right? We eat banana, we use the incisors to. But when we eat meat, they said we have to use the canine teeth to tear. God makes man vegetarian. Our incisor, our canine teeth, is to tear a vegetable, like the sugar cane. Huh? Isn't it true? We use the canine teeth to tear at the sugar cane. The same thing with all these lions and wild animals. They were not created to eat each other. They were created to eat grass and vegetables and trees and leaves. And all those canine teeth is to tear at the bark of some of the trees. That's right. Look at the wild boar. The wild beast. You know they have these two tusks? What is that for? To dig at the root. Is that right? So scientists have their own ideas. But the Bible tells us one thing. Don't create animals to eat the grass. To have that Satan only. But Satan, but Lucifer, caused the animal to fight. Because he wanted to be like God. When he wasn't, when God fought off and God cast him down and took away his position, oh, was not happy. He began to cause all the animals to kill. When the animal began to kill, what happened to the earth? Their bodies lying around all over the world. When you get decaying material, so that's pollution. Is that right? And that's why when God said, okay, I'm going to put a stop to it. So God shuts off the light of the sun. When he shuts off the light of the sun, there is darkness upon the earth. The whole solar system went out dark. And the earth froze, freeze up. And that's what the Bible said in the second, in the third verse. And the Spirit of God began to move upon the face of the water. And began to recreate again. After millions of years. And we know that this earth was one original piece of land. Because the Bible says so. You go over to Genesis. And verse chapter 1 and verse 9. And God said, let the water under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And the God called the dry land earth. And in the gathering together of the water, he called the sea. And God said it was good. So when God began to recreate the heavens and the earth, you know, when he brought out this land, he separated the water and bring it up above to have a firmament. Then down on the earth, he brought up the land. And then there is little pockets of water scattered here and there. We don't have oceans in those days. We don't have the Atlantic Ocean, we don't have the Pacific Ocean. We don't have the South China Sea. There is no islands on the Philippines. There is no America, there is no Africa, there is no China. The whole earth was one solid mass of land. And you have little pockets of sea, little pockets of lake or sea. All the water was brought up into the heavens to cool the earth as a greenhouse, like a greenhouse. So later on, when God put man on the earth, and man sinned. And then after that, what happened? God sent a flood. Now when the flood came down, the water came down from heaven. I want you to go and look at this verse in chapter 6. Chapter 7. Genesis chapter 7. And verse 11. In the 600 year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 70th day of the month, the self-same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. There was a great fountain of water up above. God caused it to be broken up. And the water began to come down for 40 days and 40 nights. Now remember, it is not just drizzling of rain. It is real heavy downpour of rain. Now you know that when he said a great downpour of rain, that just like you have a couple of days ago in Southern Lady. You see how the land's like? If you get heavy rain, you pounce the land, the soil is going to move. It's going to wash away. So just imagine now, for 40 days and 40 nights the rain pound out, big drop. You have here a piece of land. It's a good land. The Bible calls it Eden. And the east of Eden, God planted a garden. Oh, the whole earth was not Eden. Eden was a certain place on earth. And the God of Eden was yet another place on earth. So you have a big wall of the whole earth. There is one place called Eden. And east of Eden there is a garden. Eden is delight. In Ezekiel, Lucifer, he had his garden. Lucifer had his garden. He had his delight. Eden, his delight. Garden is a place where you have pleasure. In Ezekiel, you will notice that the garden of Eden of Lucifer was a garden of precious stones. It was not a garden of vegetables or flowers, but it was a garden of many, many precious stones. Do you know that? And then we have Adam and Eve. They have their garden. But this was a garden of vegetation. Is that right? When Jesus come back, he's going to bring this whole earth and renew it and become Eden. Lucifer had his Eden. Adam had his Eden. Jesus Christ will have his Eden. Now, when you say Eden, in the days of Adam, oh, it must be beautiful. There's a lot of tree growing, beautiful trees, very fertile land. East of Eden is a garden. God put man and the woman there. Now when the rain came down, the rain began to pound. You know our earth is made up of different kinds of rock and soil. We have granite, we have limestone, we have slate, we have all kinds of sand, loamy sand, soft sand, mud. Right? So now, assuming that this place that you are sitting on now is Eden, when the rain begins to come. Now, what happened is that after pounding for so many days, for 40 days and 40 nights, the soil will have to be shifted. But the hard rock will remain. Is that right? Okay. The whole earth was covered with water. Then the rain stopped after 40 days. Then the boat, the ark, began to float. How many days was Noah and his family and all the animals in the flood, in the ark? before they came out of the ark. 1 year and 10 days. So they stopped 40 days. So they were just floating and floating and floating on the surface of the earth for almost 1 year. Then as the water began to dry up of the earth, the ark landed on Mount Ararat. Right? They couldn't get out because the water is still there. Then the water began to supply. So after 1 year, 10 days, no one opened the door of the ark. And the animal walked out. Now remember this. The animal was traveled as far as there is dry land. Because the earth is still covered with water. It takes a long time before it dries up. Is that right? Do you understand? Now, one question. How did the kangaroo get to Australia? If all the animals were in the ark, how come the kangaroo only are in Australia and not in China or in America? That's the reason a lot of people were puzzled. Christianity do not have an answer. Because they end up reading the Bible in the wrong way. Let me tell you that. There is a days after the flood. Australia did not exist. In the days of the flood, before the flood, the earth was not the same as it was today. In those days, the earth was one big piece of land left. And that's why some theologians do not understand that. And they believe that the flood was localized only in the Middle East. The water did not cover the whole earth, they said. The water of the flood only took place in the Middle East. Let me say this, that the earth was one piece of land there. Now just look up into the mountain. Out there in the mountain there is the big ark is sitting on top of the mountain. Here the water is still flooding. The animals could only come down onto the mountain. 1 week later, as the water began to subside, the animals would come down a little further down. Do you understand? Now, as the animals began to move, God began to get the animals to go to a certain place. God wanted to make a fool of the human being. God wanted to make the scientists look foolish. How did the kangaroo get over to Australia? Well, when the kangaroo began to come down, it was still one big piece of land. The water began to subside slowly. As the kangaroo began to move on, when the water subsided, they moved. When they moved to a place, then this part of the land sinks and cut out this piece of land from this piece of land. And then begin to move down. Perhaps to the Philippines. Philippines, there was no 7,100 islands. It was only a piece of land. Going to Indonesia. going to the big land mass of Australia, one big piece of land. The animal began to move down. Then the water began to subside. Volcanic action began to take place. That's why the Philippines has a lot of volcanoes. The whole here, under the center of the earth, there is a call of fire. It heated it up. The earth began to expand and move. On the top there is water. Water is cold. Contraction, expansion, contraction, expansion. Earth began to sink. Earth began to come out. So by the time the continent began to move down south, then the water began to sing again. It had become a landmass called Australia. Do you understand? There's only animals on there. The animals are not anywhere else. They all begin to move and stretch itself because the pressure of the water, the weight of the water. And because of the heat. Now, when the earth begins to expand and begin to move, it causes a lot of changes. And it breaks away one piece and begins to move away. That's the reason why what we have today we call a tectonic plate. And the earth today is still moving. But it's very slight. That's why when they move and they begin to rub against each other, it causes earthquake. Go to the book of Genesis, and over in the book of Genesis, chapter 10, verse 25. And unto Eva were born two sons. The one was blessed, for in his days was the earth divided. For in his days was the earth divided from the flood to the day of the Lamb was about 300 plus years. By the time of the last day, the earth was divided. It was the earth that we see today. So anymore in 300 years for the flood water to subside and move until the earth is what it is today in the days of the Lamb. Before the flood, we don't have the earth like what we see today in your map. It was only in the day of the land do we have the earth today as it is today. Do you understand that? I hope you see that. Now, the creation of man. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, 27, 28. God said, let us make man in our own image. After our likeness, and God began to create man in his own image. There's only one God. We don't believe in the oneness of God. We believe in one God. When we talk about the oneness of God, we are talking about the relationship between God and Jesus Christ. Yeah. Or when we talk about oneness with God, we're talking about our relationship with God. So there is a difference between one God and the one God, oneness of God doctrine. We believe in one God. But there is only one Spirit. Before anything existed, He was and always was. He is the I am and always will be the one that is to come. He is the I am that I am. He is one Spirit. But in God, in Yahweh, Almighty Spirit is male and female. Because after all, a spirit has not the body like you and I have. God is not a man. He is not a man. God is not a man. You understand? He is spirit. No, being alone, he doesn't want to be alone. You understand? So he creates. When he created now, he created man. So when he created Adam, Adam. He was created spirit also. Because God is spirit. So God created him a spirit. That's Adam. And Adam is also male female. Because that's what the spirit is. But there was no man to till the ground. After all, Adam was a spirit moving on this earth in the spirit realm. You cannot touch because he's spirit. So he has to become visible. So God began to form down from the ground. And breathe into the nostril of Adam. Adam got out and he became a living soul. He became a living soul. A lot of former people who are full souls, believers, they are all confused with the words of Brother Bear. If they will only look at the beginning, what the Bible teaches, then you get the answer. Before Adam had the body of God, he was not a living soul. Because there was no manifestation. Is that right? It wasn't a spirit room. But when he was put into a body now, he became a living soul. So what's the problem with the soul? Why are the people so confused? So living soul meaning, the soul means he's expressing his nature. The nature of the spirit. The nature that God gave him. Isn't that right? Does God have a soul? Does the Spirit of God have a soul? Yes, the Bible says he has a soul. But he's a spirit, how does he have a soul? That's when he expressed himself in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the soul of God. It's the very living expression in the feast of Paul. No man, no God. I, the Son of Man, I declare Him. Is that right? That's why, because Jesus Christ, you will not know God. You will not know Him. He is the very soul of God. He is the very heart of God. So now Adam stood up. Handsome looking man.
How handsome was Adam?
Everybody saying, oh, Jesus Christ, very handsome. Adam must be very handsome. But because after all, you know, they were created special. How many of you think that Jesus Christ was a handsome man? How many of you think so? The Bible says he was so common that nothing special about him. His face is very ordinary. Huh? It's not like some people are expected by some Hollywood macho man. You know that, don't you? Yeah. There are many handsome looking men in the Philippines. When Jesus walked the street, nobody took a second look. Huh? Nobody takes a second look. He's so common a face. But what's so special about Jesus? What's so special about Jesus? Now how many of you men are married? How many of you women are married? Okay. Now you men. Do you think your wife is the most beautiful woman in the world? Oh. What about you, woman? Do you think your husband is the most handsome man in the world? Oh, my wife. She wasn't the most beautiful, but she was very, very special. Is that all right? Oh yes, when we were young, when we were in love. Oh, we wanted to go out all the time. We enjoy going out all the time. Right? Then we got married. Then we have a children. And our wife gets older. Getting a little bit fluffy. Oh, she don't look good anymore. Be careful now, you man. When I go home, I will hug my wife. Because I'm 56. My wife is 53. But I will hold her face. And I will look at her face. I always remember how beautiful she was. How special she is. And I always remember when we were in love. She's special. You always will be special. And that's what's so special about Jesus. We're going to see Jesus face to face. And when we see Jesus face to face, we will want to take a long, good look at that face. Not because he was handsome. No. Because he was so special. Someone that loves you. You know, you just look at Jesus and you will, oh, just remember the thing that Jesus has done for you. That's what love really is. Something that binds for eternity. Do you understand? Oh, my. What about Adam? Well, you know, Adam, my head is not skinny. It's not bad. He's nice looking, good physique, but he's just one man. He doesn't have an umbilical, he doesn't have a navel. He doesn't have a navel. Because he was created, he was not born. But now the problem is that he has sickle.
What have nipples now?
Why did man have nipples? Why did God put nipples on Adam? He was a man. Male and female created he him. When Adam walked, he walked like a man. Is that right? He didn't walk like a woman, you know, some of this. Babaya lucky, you know, that sort of thing, you know. He is not a he, she. You understand? It's a man, he walked like this, and he talked like a man. Right? At one time, I was watching a TV program. It was about some what they call good for Allah, things like that. And here was a singer. And I didn't know what it was. The television was showing this side, the face. And it was the face of a man. And he was singing like a man. Then he turned his face, it was a woman. No, you know, Adam was not like that. He was male, female, but he was not. I speak like a man. I speak like a woman. And it's not like that. He is a man. Now, man is man, woman is woman. But in Adam, there is male, female. These are attributes. God is male, female attribute. But God is masculine. He always shows the masculine to us. But God is not a man. He is not a woman. But he has the attributes of male and female. Do you understand? That's why it did not take two to create. Now, we know it takes a man and a woman to create. Right? But you only take one to create. Because God himself is one. Male and female to him. He has the power to create. So when he created, there was Adam, male, female. I was asked the question, why did Adam have nipples? Why did Adam have nipples? Why did men have nipples? Interesting question here. But that's where the mystery of God in his creation lies. Then God said, in chapter 2, verse 21, and verse 18, and the Lord God said, it is not good the man to be alone. How many of you men here are not married? Who's not married here? Not married. Any man is not married? Oh. Man. Man who is not married. It is not good the man to be alone. God looked down at Adam and he said, oh my, all the animals, they have partners. Lion, lioness. Bull, a cow. A ram, a sheep, a male dog, and a female dog. A cockerel and a hen. A peacock and a pea hen. Oh, but it is no good the man to be alone. You know when God said, it is not good the man to be alone, God knows, God is expressing himself. Do you know that God is expressing himself? It is not good the man to be alone.
But well, God's not good to be alone. But in the first place, why did God create mankind just once? Why did not God create man and woman? Why just create one man? And there is human in him. And then God said, it is not good the man to be alone. He was speaking of something else. He was speaking of another man. Here is a mystery hidden. Adam! Come here. I'm going to put you to sleep. And the Bible says, verse 21, and God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. And she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Now we read the Bible. But God caused Adam to go into a deep sleep. Then God said, why don't you give me a scuffle? But there's a scuffle. God cuts the side. Put his hand inside. Quick of it. Close up the wound. Take the rib. Fashion into a woman. And give to Adam. Is that what happened? Is that what happened? That's why there are some people say, men have a missing rib. This must have been written now. Do you think you have one rib shorter than woman? Do you think a man has one rib less than a woman? Or is it because there is some rib here that is shorter than a woman? No. The number of ribs in man and woman, they are the same. Man and woman has the same number of bones. So what is God saying here? What is God trying to tell us? There is a mystery lies here. And you know, God did not put Adam to sleep and operate on him. Literally. God did not put Adam to sleep and operate on him. Literally. It never happened literally. It's an expression. It's an expression of something here. The mystery of someone to come. You know what a deep sleep is? Oh, when people sleep, they can sleep very soundly. And yet when someone knocks at the door, you can wake up. But when you go into a deep sleep, you can bang the door. You can snore at him. He'll be still snoring away. So I want deep sleep means it means figuratively death. God put Adam into a death state. But it did not happen literally to Adam. It's an expression of something must come out. You know what death is? If there is no death, There's no life. Jesus said, unless the corn or wheat dies, it will abide alone. But when it dies, it will bring forth much fruit. Yes? It is not good for man to be alone. If it does not die, Adam will abide alone. But if you want to die, you will bring forth much fruit. So in the death, in the deep sleep of Adam, God is expressing himself. That all that deep sleep comes from life. Come forth a woman. And God took a woman and presented to Adam. Now you think that Adam woke up from his sleep, rubbed his eyes, he said, whoa, what a beautiful woman. Where did you come from? Of course, Adam knew where he came from. The dollar poured on my bone and burst on my flesh. For this cause, so man, his father and mother, is joined to the wife. And they shall be one flesh. God took it out, God gave it back to him. God took it out from him, God gave it back to him. Oh my. Adam, the first man. He died. A figurative death. He didn't literally die. He went to a deep sleep. Because Christians or believers don't die. We sleep. Marvelous sleep. Right? Out of that deep sleep, God took out a woman and gave to Adam. God is showing that there will be a man that is to come. The second man. The last Adam. God put him to Calvary's cross. And God put him to sleep at Calvary. Oh. God put Jesus to sleep at Calvary. That's the true man. Behold the man. Remember what Pontius Pilate said? I find no fault in this man. Behold the man. And God took this second Adam and put him into a deep sleep. And having told me, here came the soldier. Took a spear. Jumped into the side. Oh. Blood and water comes. Blood and water comes forth. But when God put Adam to sleep and opened his eyes, there was no blood then. There was no blood. If you want to open, there must be blood. But there was no blood. Do you understand? Because only in the blood is the true life. There must come forth from the true man. Jesus Christ is the true man. He is the only one that can give true life. Now, Adam came from God. What is God? You go out down the road, you scoop the dust. Dust is life. Dust speaks of life. Everything that comes out of this earth comes from dust. What is the population of the world today? 6 billion. 6 billion. Now, assuming that the world continues for 50 years more, and there is no disease, there is no war, and the population increases, and you have 12 billion. 12 billion people on this earth. Would the earth behavior? After all, everyone of us weigh average 40 kilos. Would the earth behavior? Or would it not? The earth remains the same way. You're not any getting any heavier. Because every one of us came from the dust. So the Bible says, thus thou shalt return. And when you return back to death, you are food for somebody else. You are food for somebody else. When we eat baboy, or when we eat mangok, and the chicken or the pig is eating something. And that grass or that thing that they eat comes from dust. And the dust may be the dust of somebody that died. So life, the dust represents a cycle of life. But it is not true life. True life comes from the true man. Behold the man. That's why God created Adam.